Were you at all involved at 9/11?
Yeah, I was at 9/11.
You were. You know, can you tell me about that? How you first heard what was going on?
Yeah, my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, I was home sleeping because I worked the night before. And she called me and told me, you know, a plane hit the building. A plane flew into the... So I figured, oh, wow, a small plane must have hit the building. And I'm like, I'm tired. Leave me alone. I'm sleeping. Yeah. Why'd you call me? Because when I work nights, my sleep, like, especially in the morning, it's like sacred, you know, it's not easy sleeping during the day. I'm like, great. And then I just flipped the TV on and I saw about when the second plane hit. And then I just responded to the firehouse because I, you know, figured that we would be responding, which was a big fiasco.
Why?
We went to the firehouse and, you know, of course, all the guys who showed up there wanted to help. And they took a bunch of our rigs. And they had like we went to Belmont Park with all the other Nassau County Fire Department and just waited, and they never called us. So it was kind of like, you know, everybody wanted to help, and we stayed there all day. All day about till about 11 o'clock at night. And then we went back, and they told us not to go in, but the next morning, on the 12th, early in the morning, a bunch of guys met, and we drove in on our own to see if we could help out.
Mm-hmm. Who did you go in with?
I have pictures. I can show you pictures. That's what I bought today.
Oh, good. Yeah. And so you went in the morning of the 12th?
Yeah, on the advice not to go in from the chief's office. They called us freelancers, but we went in. You know, I went in like about 4 days in a row.
And what did you do down there?
Just worked at Ground Zero. Sad.
Yeah. But, I mean, specifically, what did you do?
Digging in the pile.
And all day long?
Yeah, 4 days.
Yeah.